Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen, and we do have a very special guest here tonight. In that debatatorium episode you heard just a few minutes ago on the podcast, you heard a cat lady. Now, that cat lady's name was Tanya Henning, and we have with us here her husband, Tom Henning. Well, we would have liked to have Tanya on, but, well, we'll get to why we can't talk to Tanya right now. Mr. Henning, it's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. My name is, as you said, Tom Henning, and I'm married to Tanya Henning, the quote-unquote cat lady. I think there's a lot more to her than that, but yeah, that is who I'm married to.
Okay, well, there's a lot, yeah, maybe there's, I mean, everybody has many sides to them, but when she introduced herself to us in that debatatorium episode, she introduced herself as the cat lady. We didn't even know what her name was, so I just want to identify her that way for our listeners' sake.
Sure, I can understand that.
Right, so, okay, now, again, I want to say I contacted you, Tom, first because I was interested in having Tanya on the show.
Right.
But I was unable to do that. She was unable to appear, and I want to explore why that is. She, at the time when we met her, she had surgically altered her face a bit. She had, well, tell us, actually, you tell me. Explain to us at the time everything that she had done at that time.
Sure. She mentioned having her whiskers installed in her face. Surgically implanted. Their whiskers, they were made out of actually plastic, not actual whisker hair, because at the time, we couldn't grow follicles of whiskers. But she had that done. Her upper lip was sort of split a little bit and tucked up, so it looked a little bit more like a cat cleft lip thing. She had fangs, sharpened teeth, I should say, at certain points in her mouth. She also had contact lenses that made her eyes look like cat's eyes. They weren't actually cat's eyes at the time, but they were contacts. And, of course, she had tattooed all over her body a sort of faux cat texture.
Well, the appearance of a texture. I mean, obviously, you can't tattoo a texture.
Well, right. It was the appearance of a fur texture. It was really just her normal skin at the time, again, but it looked somewhat like a cat.
And she didn't have a tail, she didn't have paws or claws.
No, she didn't have claws, but she did keep her fingernails very long at the time.
Understandable. Now, I should mention, you, in describing that, you used the term at the time quite a few times.
Well, right, because things have changed a lot since then.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to get to. Can you tell us what has happened since then? What kind of developments has she gone through at this point?
Right, well, at this point, she has fully become a cat. Tanya really loved cats. She loved everything about them. And, now she basically is one. Legally speaking, she still is a person. But for all intents and purposes, she's a cat.
Okay, now, but how did that, I mean, what do you mean by she's a cat? She pretends to be a cat?
Let me try to explain. One of the first things she did after the time when you met her, she was working on it at the time, I'm sure, but she did do it. She went through many more rounds of surgery after that. The first one she did was on her feet and hands, both of them, pretty much simultaneously. I think she got them done over the course of a few days, but all four, two hands, two feet, I should say. And she had them kind of reworked so that her fingers were shorter. They had more of a bulbous pad-like surface to certain parts of them, so that they, well, I mean, I'm sure you see where this is going. They ended up looking like cat feet, so she couldn't really pick anything up again after that. But she didn't really mind because she was interested in running like a cat. Her feet required a lot more work, in fact. They had to lengthen the foot so that her heel was, you know, much further from where her toes are, and her toes basically became the part that we think of as a foot, while the heel was farther up. And that's how she basically got to have cat feet and legs.
Yeah, so there was actually, I'm sorry, there was a doctor who you went to and said, we want you to surgically rearrange her body, her hands and feet, in order that they be more like a cat.
Well, yeah, I mean, it took a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. Doctors, most of the doctors we went to said, no, there's no reason to do that. It's unethical. It wouldn't really be sensible for me to help you. But eventually, we just kept raising the amount of money. Every time we went to a different doctor, we'd offer more money and more money. And eventually, it got to such an amount that they just couldn't say no. I mean, how could they?
Well, there's probably ways they could have said no, but I guess they didn't. No problem. But that was just the first round of surgery?
Well, yes. I mean, eventually, there's so much surgery that goes into it. Facial reconstruction was a large portion proportion, because she had to be given more of a snout-like face, more of a heart shape to the face rather than the human shape to the face. Her ears had to be moved to the top of her head, which is not as simple as it seems. I know it sounds like it would be a pretty easy thing, but it's not. What else? My goodness. Her head had to be repositioned, basically, on her body, so it was more naturally in a, you know, looking upwards position, if you know what I mean? Repositioned on her neck. The hardest part was probably getting her a tail that actually worked as a cat tail.
Well, that's a good point. How did they do that?
Well, the way they did that was that they cloned her, and over the course of a year or so, grew a clone body of her, and then once it was about the right size, they killed it and pulled out its spine and used that smaller spine to attach to her butt. And out of that spine and those extra muscles that they harvested from the clone body, they made a tail that worked.
Really? Because that doesn't seem...
No, that's what they did. I mean, it sounds strange, I know, but that's what happened. I was there. It was a clone, so it doesn't really count.
No, I mean, yeah, no, it doesn't really count. Where did they get the claws from?
The claws were difficult too, yeah, because she's not a cat, so she doesn't have that part, right? I mean, but she really loves cats. She's willing to do pretty much anything to become more like a cat, and so what they did was they had to kill some cats and harvest the claw parts out of those cats that they killed.
They killed cats? I'm sorry, they killed cats for her sake?
I think they killed them. I could be wrong, but I would assume they killed them, otherwise you'd have cats with no feet, and that seems worse than dying, probably. But they took those cat claw parts and they put them inside her fingers, and, you know, eventually it worked out. And as technology got better, they were able to improve on things. Like I said, at the time they couldn't give her cat's eyes, but eventually they were able to find a way to replace her eyes with cat's eyes, and actually take real fur they had harvested from real cats and plug them in. One hair at a time. It took quite some time to do, but they plugged them in one hair at a time all over her body. Now she's completely covered in fur. This was, of course, after most of the reconstructive surgery, so at that point she was already a four-legged, you know, creature to a large extent.
But all of this, I mean, she still would have been able to talk, right? I mean, I still don't understand why we can't have her on the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, you might not realize this, but most cats can't talk.
Yeah, I mean, I know some who disagree, but for the most part, yeah, cats don't talk, right?
Right. So when in the resculpting of her jaw and her throat and her tongue, most of her speech ability was gone. She was still able to talk a bit, but it wasn't that understandable, really.
Yeah, like a speech impediment. I know a cat like that.
No, not so much like a speech. Like, I mean, she wasn't really able to make the right kind of noise that we recognize as speech almost at all. But at this point, we had already written out the plan, and she had signed that this is what she wanted, and we had figured out a way that she could tap with her paw to indicate that she still wanted to go forward. And so finally, we did get to eventually the last stage of the process.
Okay, which was what?
Well, again, I don't know how many cats you know.
Well, I don't have a cat, but I know a cat. I mean,
right. Well, most of them, for the most part, they're not that smart.
Yeah. I know what you mean. The one I know doesn't even believe in Mexico.
No, that's not really what I mean. I mean, most cats probably don't even know that there is such a thing as Mexico. They probably don't even, they can't even conceptualize it.
No, that's what I'm saying. This cat, he doesn't
even...
No,
I'm sorry. What I mean is they don't recognize countries. They don't know the concept of... They don't know any human things pretty much at all. They just kind of go around eating and sleeping, and if they haven't been spayed or neutered, having sex, things like that. That's about all they do for the most part.
Okay. I think I see what you're saying.
Right. So her being able to communicate with us and all things like that, this was not really in keeping with the spirit of becoming a cat. So the final stage, and we intentionally made this the final stage, the final stage was replacing her brain with a cat brain.
Right. Okay.
So basically, the last thing, yeah, her skull had been reshaped at that time, but he was able to cut it open and kind of, I was watching from above, you know, in the theater of operations type thing. He cut it open and he just took his actual hands, slipped his fingers right under there and popped it out. I'm not sure exactly why it popped out so easily, but then he was able to take the loose connections from down where the brain is supposed to connect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Right. And he hooked those right up to the cat brain, and he popped the old cat brain right back in there, closed her up, and there she was, completely transformed. She looks pretty much exactly like a cat at this point, but like I said, she still has rights as a human. She still gets mail. She still votes.
She votes?
Well, yeah. I mean, she will. It just got finished pretty recently, but I'm still planning to take her to the poll place.
How will they identify her?
Well, she's still got a driver's license.
So she can still drive?
Well, she can't physically drive, no, but she's got a car that says she'd be able to if she wanted to. She wouldn't want to.
Well, okay, yeah. But, I mean, how are they going to recognize her from the driver's license photo? She doesn't look like that anymore.
Well, that's true, but, I mean, that's the problem with the driver's license system, not with her. She got this license. It doesn't expire for another 2 years.
I mean, are her fingerprints still the same? Does she even have fingerprints now?
Well, I mean, not exactly the same, no, because, you know, they're pretty substantially reworked.
So now that she's become a cat completely, well, I mean, what's in it for you? Are you crazy about cats as well? Why are you married to someone who has been transformed into a cat?
Well, I would have thought that was obvious.
No, why? I guess you really love cats.
No, I don't really like cats that much at all. But in order to do this to yourself, you've got to have a lot of money, clearly.
Oh.
And now that she's a cat, I mean, she doesn't know anything. I control all that money. That money's now mine.
Oh.
So, pretty obvious, I would have thought.
So you married her knowing she was...
She was crazy, yeah. And she wanted to turn into a cat. Now she's done it. I've got the money. Technically, I'm married to her. But she can't file for divorce. She's a cat person now. Not even really person. I can cheat on her. I can have the money. I can invest it as I like. I can buy what I want. I can buy drugs. I can buy hookers. I mean, what's she gonna say?
Well, meow, I guess.
Well, yeah, but as long as I keep giving her, you know, moist food, things like that, shouldn't be a problem.
Isn't that sort of unethical? I mean, don't you feel like... Aren't you basically admitting to having defrauded her out of her fortune?
Well, no, because she wanted to turn into a cat... She's always wanted to turn into a cat person. She got exactly what she wanted out of this marriage. I helped her become a cat person, and now I get all of her money all the time. We all are happy. She's happy being a cat. I'm happy being a rich guy.
Well, to some extent, I would say, is she even happy? Because if that's not her brain in there, I mean, isn't she kind of dead?
You're taking a very limited view of this. I don't think you really understand how this works. She is in that cat. I mean, she wanted to become a cat completely, and now she is completely a cat. I don't see that as a negative thing. I see that as a pretty sensible. She's happy. She's achieved her goal.
From another point of view, she's become a dead brain in a garbage bag, and some cat has become a different cat.
If you want to see it that way, but this, again, it was her idea. I just took the money afterwards.
I guess that's fair. I don't know.
Oh, it's fair. It's fair. Imagine having to put up with someone who wanted to become a cat all the time, so badly that she got surgery. You think it was pretty to look at that? Because it wasn't. It was kind of hideous. She had a split lip, and her hands were reshaped into these gross, disgusting cat paw things. It wasn't pleasant. And I'll tell you, the sex was weird.
No, I don't want to know the details of that. I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying that I earned it. Everything I have now, the solid gold car, the solid gold swimming pool with the solid gold water in it, it's all mine because I earned it. I slept with that cat lady.
All right, if you say so. I mean, do you still... She's still your wife, so do you still sleep with her?
Oh, no, I had her fixed.
What?
Well, she's a cat now. I had her fixed. I took her in for... They shaved her belly and, you know, took out the ovaries. It was a vet. They didn't know any better.
But that's against the law, isn't it?
No, again, she's a cat, man. There's no way anybody can really say I did something wrong. So they always say to spay and neuter your cat, so I did. She just also happens to be my wife. I don't see that as a problem.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and talking with me. Sorry about your wife, I guess, although I guess you're not sorry about her.
No, I'm very happy for her, and more for me, but for her as well.
All right. Well, it's been very informative talking to you, and I don't recommend anybody following your footsteps.
I recommend it strongly. It works out really well. If you can find a crazy rich lady who wants to take her own brain out, you know, do it.
Well, all right. Okay. I don't know. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been Frank Allen with a Frank Allen interview, and, gosh, that was kind of weird.